This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Victor Marks has taken the lead in the Colorado GOP primary race for governor. Barbara Kirkmeyer has held a consistent but narrow lead most of the day, but the latest numbers show Marks has gained a slight edge. The race is still within 0.3% and way too close to call. Kirkmeyer and Marks sit neck to neck at 39%. Scott Bottom is in a distant third. Democrat Phil Weiser and Unity Party nominee Jeff Peckman both won their primaries yesterday. And the lineup is set for what will be the state's most contested congressional race in November. Republican incumbent Gabe Evans will face Democratic State Representative Manny Rudnell in the 8th Congressional District. It's the state's truest toss-up seat. Rudnell says he'll fight for the people in the district and wasted no time in tying Evans to President Trump.
Donald Trump and Gabe Evans are making life impossible for the working people of this district. They're raising health care costs, food costs are going up.
Meanwhile, Evans defended his party's control of Washington.
You know, my Democrat opponent has been a rubber stamp for the out-of-touch, out-of-control policies of state Democrats in Colorado. And again, those poll worse than anybody on the Republican side.
Both parties see the seat as key to taking the U.S. House. It's expected to be an expensive race. The Aspen Acres fire burning in southern Colorado has grown to more than 35,000 acres and remains 0% contained. It's also the number one priority blaze in the nation. New evacuation orders have been issued for parts of Colorado City. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.